Yes, sir. Welcome into the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com. I'm your host, Chris Raby.
I guess technically the debut edition of the show, but a bonus edition of the show. It is the Tuesday, October 6th, 2020 edition of the program. Happy to be with you talking a little baseball this afternoon. Wherever you listen to us and however you listen to us, we are glad that you are here. Lots to talk about, and we're going to get to our guest, Scott Miller, in just a moment for a little Tuesday afternoon jump into the divisional series and what's going on in San Diego. That's where Scott is. He watched the New York Yankees put on an absolute show last night in beating up on the Tampa Bay Rays, and they will go at it again tonight in San Diego. Four divisional games today, and we are rocking and rolling in the divisional series. So wanted to talk to Scott, also get his perspective on Bob Gibson, because I always enjoy having Scott on the show and hearing his take on not just what's going on the field, but off the field. And especially, I think, with what a lot of us have been thinking about on a day-to-day basis recently, not just in sports, but what's going on in the country. I'm really, really excited to hear what Scott has to say about Bob Gibson, the baseball player, but Bob Gibson, the man. So we'll do that in just a second. Do want to let you know that we are going to be chatting every day. You can find the Chris Raby Show at scoopsatdannymac.com Monday through Friday from noon till about one or so. Tomorrow, Will Leach is going to join me. We'll have a Cardinals off-season outlook primer. We're also going to talk a little fantasy golf and a big weekend in golf. We are a ways away yet from the Masters, but big weekend with some of the top players getting in the mix, and we'll talk a little DraftKings and some picks tomorrow for golf. Thursday, we will be joined by Danny Mac and be in studio for the Chris Raby Show, and then Friday, it's a Football Friday. We're going to talk NFL, college football, DFS, all things football to get you ready for the weekend. So that's what we've got the rest of the week and moving forward. Again, just remember noon every day at scoopswithdannymac.com or check out the podcast after the program. So I found myself thinking a lot about Bob Gibson, obviously the last couple of days, but how Bob Gibson relates not just to St. Louis, but to what we're going through in 2020. I've got a piece up right now at scoopswithdannymac.com. Hope you check it out because, you know, the more I think about it, Bob Gibson just in every way embodies what St. Louis is, what we are throughout this tough time, what we are going to be moving forward. And, you know, I hope you check it out at scoopswithdannymac.com because, man, have we been lucky to have some incredible, not just players, but men and women that have been connected to sport and connected to our St. Louis community. So check that out at scoopswithdannymac.com. Before we welcome Scott Miller to the program, you can buy your way at Lou Fuse. Shop thousands of new vehicles online or in person. Go to fuse.com, that's F-U-S-Z.com, to customize your deal, buy completely online and have your vehicle delivered, or come in and see us. Buy your way and get up 25% over book value for all trades. We'll buy your car, even if you don't buy from us. Buy your way today at Lou Fuse. We are St. Louis. Let's head to San Diego. That's where the New York Yankees, I think, are still getting a couple of runs in before game two of their divisional series against the Rays tonight. And that is where we find Scott Miller of Bleacher Report and Turner. Also, of course, MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM. You can follow Scott at Scott Miller BBL. Scott, appreciate the time, man. What's it like to, just having watched San Diego beat the Cardinals in a series last week, now watch the Padres head to Texas, and you get the Yankees and Rays, and there's a bunch of baseball in Southern California and going to be a bunch more baseball in Southern California. How are things going in San Diego for Scott Miller?
Chris, a couple thoughts come to mind. One, it's weird. It was really weird watching the Yankees and Tampa Bay, two Eastern teams playing an important, legitimate playoff game in Petco Park. And I know I'm not alone in that. I mean, I heard some from all kinds of colleagues around, you know, saying even it was, how weird it was watching Oakland and Houston play in Dodger Stadium yesterday. And, of course, today, we're going to get more of that. This week as the National League games get going in Texas. So, you know, it was really weird seeing the Yankees playing in Petco. And to your point about in my backyard, yeah, the other weird thing about it is I don't think I don't think I covered the Padres the last time they were in the playoffs in 06. I think I was on the road at a different Surrey. So let's just say in 20 years of living here in northern San Diego County, where I do, I have never slept in my own bed more than a couple nights in the month of October in like 20 years or more. So now that's the other weird thing. Aside from the Yankees playing at Petco Park, the fact that all these playoff games are coming to San Diego and, I'm actually in my own bed. That's a weird thing too.
And there's no one that can even like hit you up for tickets or anything or bug you.
Right.
They're coming in town. Scott Miller is our guest from Bleacher Report and Turner talking to Major League Baseball postseason on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It's pretty remarkable though. And, you know, in all seriousness, I wonder from your vantage point, Scott, just take us a bit behind the curtain and take us behind the curtain what it was like and what it is like to watch the Padres and Cardinals last week and now have the divisional series roll into town. Obviously, the ALCS will be in town beginning on Sunday, October 11th. What goes into that? There are so many people making so many things happen and doing it in the midst still of this pandemic. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is. And I think first of all, as sports fans and baseball fans, as bad as things are in this country right now, I think we can all probably agree that, you know, it's been nice. Baseball's done a good job getting the games back on the field. And, you know, it stinks that fans can't go to games. But I think the fact that we can all agree on is that it's nice to have these games on television because God knows we all need it presents a diversion from the drumbeat of real life that's, kept us all at home all summer and into the fall. So that part's been good. It's definitely weird in the stadiums. I mean, it looks a lot more normal on television until, of course, you get the shots of the empty seats. But in person, yeah, I mean, to sit there and watch these games being played, in front of 40,000 empty seats, it really hit home, I think, here in San Diego last week, which, apologies for bringing up picking at a scab with St. Louis fans, but, you know, with the Padres winning on Friday night, this is a team that the Padres had not won a postseason series since 1998. That was the last time they won anything, was when they beat the Atlanta Braves to go to the World Series in 2008. I mean, 1998. So it's been 22 years. So this town has been starved for a winner, and especially, the Chargers have disappeared. And, the town's been starved for a win. And then you get this good team, and Fernando Tatis Jr., people fall in love with him, and then here it is. The Padres are winning this dramatic series, and you could hear the hoots and hollers outside the stadium, but nobody's inside. Nobody could share it.
Certainly, considering that, the postseason defeats that came at the hands of the Cardinals, I think that the Padres, to me, and I know I'm not going out on a limb saying this, but that's where baseball needs to go, Scott. And I think that last year, we all remember the commercial in the postseason, the kids can play. Like, baseball has such an incredible opportunity, I think, and baseball fans are in for such a treat over the next handful of years on every team. Look at the young stars. Obviously, on San Diego, you mentioned Tatis Jr. Look at the Cardinals and Jack Flaherty and Dylan Carlson, who, you know, hit cleanup and got a taste of the postseason. Look at just, you know, you can go down the list, every single team in the postseason and the teams that are going to be playing and playing almost around the clock, it seems like, over the next week through the divisional series, the talent is at such an all-time high. So you're right, in the midst of just this depressing year and things being tough on everyone, this is about, you know, if it's a made-for-TV event, this is about as good as the product has been, at least, I think, as long as I've been a baseball fan.
Yeah, I we're definitely in kind of one of those generational-type changes. You know, with so many stars, as you mentioned, coming in. You know, one thing that shocks me,
And I guess the stars meeting technology and meeting what, right, you know, broadcast outlets can do and what social media can do. It's just a perfect storm.
It really is. And, you know,
I would have loved to watch Bob Gibson on Instagram, you know, in 1968.
right. Yeah. Because 1967 and 68 is when we had, you know, there were a little bit what we've seen this year. There were some racial riots around the country and a ton of civil unrest. And, you know, and that's back when Martin Luther King was marching. And you know, 67, 68, we had the riots in Detroit and Watts out in Los Angeles. So, yeah, you're right. It would have been. And yet this year we've had Jack Flaherty on Instagram and, you know, doing his thing on the field. You know, I know he was a little, you know, he didn't have a great year this year, at least as good as expected. But, you know, he was really good Friday night against the Padres. And his, some of the stuff he does, as you say, on social media. I did a long story on Flaherty that ran on Bleacher Report site right leading into the season in late July, early August. And I'm a big admirer of Jack Flaherty and, yeah, all these young kids across the game. And, you know, the weird thing is, like Mike Trout is already in his 10th year. You know, things change so fast. You know, you still view Mike Trout almost as a new kid on the block, but guys like Tatis Jr. and Flaherty coming in, you know, Trout is a grizzled veteran.
Scott Miller is our guest. He's in San Diego. That's where the Yankees and Rays will play game two of the ALDS tonight. Of course, you can read Scott Bleacher Report, part of Turner Sports as well. That's where you can catch the postseason action. Hear him on MLB Network Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. So before I do circle back and ask you about Bob Gibson, how about the team that you saw last night, the Yankees and the Rays? I tend to think that the National League, again, is, I don't want to say wide open, but I guess I'm just so impressed by the Padres. Maybe I'm a little bit biased, Scott, after watching them. But the Yankees, prohibitive favorite, if not just in the AL, then in baseball?
You know, it looks that way. The funny thing is, I know the Yankees are just a wild card team. And Tampa Bay won the division. And a lot of people look at it and say, well, Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 8 games out of 10 this year. So we're seeing a changing of the guard. But the Yankees were injured, man. Aaron Judge was on and off the field, Giancarlo Stanton, Gio Urshela. And the bad news for everybody else, and anybody watching that game last night saw, the Yankees, even to the point of having Aaron Hicks back in center field, they are as healthy as they've been all year. And what we saw on the field last night certainly looked like it. These guys are really, really scary. I mean, they got home runs last night from their number 8 and number 9 hitter. The stat that plays into the injuries that I think is hugely impressive, 7 guys, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks, Luke Voit, Giancarlo Stanton, Gio Urshela, and Gleyber Torres. Those 7, they batted first 7 in their lineup. Because of injuries, the last 2 years, and granted this year was a short year, how many times have those 7 men been in the same game for the Yankees over the last 2 years? My good buddy over at The Athletic, Jason Stark, did the research and came up with the number 3. Those 7 men have played in the same game just 3 times in the past 2 years. If they play in the same game as they did last night, a few times this October, Yankees have a great chance to wreck a lot of other people's Octobers.
Big thanks to Schnucks. That's where I do my shopping. And boy, do we have some grilling weather. Right now, Schnucks Butchers make it better. Whether you need expert recommendations, cooking tips, or custom cuts, Schnucks Butchers are always ready to lend a helpful hand. You can see meat tips and recipes at schnucks.com. And head over to your local Schnucks and pick up something to throw on the grill tonight. It's the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com. We're talking Major League Baseball postseason with Bleacher Report and Turner Sports' Scott Miller. Scott, before we let you go, it was in San Diego on Friday night as the Cardinals were eliminated from the postseason that they then, moments after, hearing from their manager, Mike Schilt, learned about the news of the passing of Hall of Famer Bob Gibson. Bob had been battling for quite some time, and the organization making the announcement on Friday evening. When you think about Bob Gibson, and you just mentioned, 68 and everything he did, not just on the field but off the field, but when you think of Bob Gibson, what's the first word that comes to mind, Scott?
Intimidator. And I mean that in the best possible sense. That was back when, how often have we heard lately about baseball changing rules? And, it used to be baseball players patrolled the game themselves. And, I know that's kind of like talking about back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. But, Gibson was just so intimidating and so good. And I loved the stories about how he would not even talk to hitters on his own team, let alone hitters on other teams, that just if you were a hitter, he didn't want anything to do with you because you were his enemy. And, the year he put up in 1968, obviously, caused baseball to change the rules the next year. They lowered the mound. I mean, you think of like before he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you think of Lou Alcindor at UCLA. When the NCAA outlawed dunking in college games, one man like Lou Alcindor, then Bob Gibson on the field, one man to cause rule changes. I mean, it's just that alone tells you how singularly great that particular man/athlete was in his generation, how much he dominated. And the respect, I love over the years, I've been really fortunate to, I've been to about 15 or 18 Hall of Fame induction weekends and talking to Hall of Famers, just listening to, guys like Joe Torre and on and on, talking about just the reverence they had for Bob Gibson. You could tell what a special guy he was. And my heart goes out to say it's been so tough the past month or two in St. Louis, losing both Lou Brock and Bob Gibson. It's been a tough summer. We already talked about what a tough summer it was just living in this country as things have been going, what's been going on. But since April, losing four Hall of Famers, Gibson, Brock, Tom Seaver, Al Kaline of Detroit back in April, it just, these are holes we're never going to be able to replace. I mean, we were better for having them in our game. We were better for having them in our universe. But, these guys come our way just once. And, we have to really treasure them while they're here.
I think it's perfectly put, especially as we get ready for a month of playoff baseball. Scott Miller, appreciate the time, and as always, again, follow Scott on Twitter at ScottMillerBBL. Read him at BleacherReport.com, and enjoy the ALDS at Petco Park while the Padres and Dodgers play in an American League brand-new ballpark that no games have been played in front of fans. And then enjoy the ALCS, and it just keeps twisting and turning, but we have baseball, Scott.
Yeah, and that's as we said, a very, very good thing, isn't it?
It is. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
You bet, Chris. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you to Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Head on over to thehomeloanexpert.com. Find out how much money you can save, How can they help you? 5-minute loan approval at thehomeloanexpert.com. Calculate your payments, get pre-approved, refinance. It's so easy, and it's all on the website at thehomeloanexpert.com. A big thanks to Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert. We will be back tomorrow at 12 noon. Will Leach of MLB.com going to join me to talk some Cardinals offseason. The natives are restless. What will be done? How do you start to approach the outfield? Will Leach joins me tomorrow at noon. Also, a little golf talk, a little fantasy golf talk. I think people are fired up about making some golf picks this weekend. A pretty remarkable set of tournaments, one in Vegas and one overseas, if that gets you going. So we'll do that. As well, Danny Mac is going to join me on Thursday, and Friday will be a football Friday. This has been the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Until tomorrow at noon, be nice to each other, and as always, peace.